Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com. We picked it up from a link off the Drudge Report. Shock photo, TSA looking for poop bombs. Land of the free, home of the brave. There is a one-year-old baby with the TSA picking the child up off the ground with the TSA agent looking in the diaper. And these are the type of photos that pour out from slave training facilities all over the country. Because if you'll let them stick their hands down your pants and grope your small child, you'll put up with anything these federal goon forces do to you. But there is the image, the picture that tells a million words, and it is slave training for the small child that people in uniforms line you up and grope you. This has always been the plan. How do you take a free society and completely break their will and break their comfort zone and set the precedent to do whatever you want, whenever you want, something the Nazis didn't even do until they got you into the camp? And the answer is you set up certain reservations where there are no liberties or freedoms. Doesn't matter if state lawmakers, doesn't matter if district attorneys have pointed out what's happening to this child is illegal. When they grope your wife's breast, it's illegal. When they stick their hands down your pants, it's illegal. When they grab Ron Paul's genitals or Jesse Ventura's genitals, it's illegal. They don't care. They just do it. Just like I tried to go deep sea fishing Saturday morning at a place I've been getting guides out of for decades, 20 years or more. And now the state of Texas demands your Social Security number when you buy a fishing license or any other license. Of course, there's federal and state law. They can't use that for an identification. But the sign said, no Social Security, no fishing. And then the lady said, well, the truth is the illegal aliens just use fake ones and the system's just set up where any number works. They just want law-abiding people's numbers. Then they went on, and I said, I noticed you're getting rid of all your old deep-sea boats and getting smaller ones. She said, yeah. And I was already aware of this intellectually, but just to see it come home to someplace I've been fishing for 20 years, they said, I was just going bay fishing. They said, the feds don't let us catch any fish anymore out past the 9-mile limit, and they claim 200 miles is their economic zone. But the big, giant foreign trawlers, they can fish unlimited. Drag nets on the bottom, whatever they want. But little fishermen and little guides, they're just not even allowed to fish out there anymore. And when I was down in Mexico a year ago, I noticed there were no more fishing boats down in Cozumel. And I talked to the people that were renting snorkels and dive gear, and they said, yeah, no, under international agreements, only the big ships are allowed to fish now. And it said that they're on the edge of rebellion. Well, I went and searched it in the news and found out that all over both coasts of Mexico, they basically banned all small fishing. You're a little guy with your boat running out. You pay all the licensing fees, everything. They say, I can catch one fish. Or you can catch no fish. And they're just all out of business. And the big giant trawlers are out there doing whatever they want. Then I went next door after I caught some redfish and really delicious speckled trout. Got to see dolphins hunting up in the shallows, circling around fish. It was just a great, great trip down there with my children. And I went over, and they had colored light bulbs outside where we were eating. Instead of Christmas lights, the old-fashioned phosphorescent, they were the fluorescent, toxic curlicues. There was federal control, just every facet of our lives controlled by these people. There were just police checkpoints everywhere driving back. This country is just a complete sickening joke. Land of the slaves, home of the cowards. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Incredible news on Bin Laden and a lot more.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 9th day of May, 2011, the first day of the rest of our lives. Thank you so much for joining us. On screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, is the headline, Shock Photo, TSA Looking for Poop Bombs. Now, that's the headline that Drudge gave it up on DrudgeReport.com. We have it up on Infowars.com with the simple headline of TSA Looking for Poop Bombs. And it looks to be about a one-year-old boy with two TSA workers going into his diaper. And, of course, we've all seen the images of the six-year-old girl having them stick the hands down the pants and Napolitano, Mr. Napolitano, I mean Mrs. Napolitano, Miss Napolitano, three's the charm, sorry, saying this is a good search, a wonderful thing. It's incredible. This is our journey into total slavery. Now, before I get into all the latest bin Laden news and the economic news and another Fukushima explosion and fire that now is not even in the news. It's on the TV webcams in Japan, but no news on it, pointed out by alternative media, the real media. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as of last night. Media ignores Fukushima fire. We have the video of it. another explosion, another fire, smoke shooting out. They told us a few weeks ago, they said this may go on 9 months, a year, 2 years, reactors burning, melting, uranium, plutonium shooting out, 7.5 million times safe levels. Not an issue during the celebration of Osama bin Laden being killed. Why not celebrate by buying a box of Lucky Charms and believe that you have a real leprechaun in the box? I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. So we're going to be going over all of it today. Also, we have a key report here, 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. I want this to go mega viral. And we've got the listeners and the team of activists to do it. It's up on prisonplanet.com. Just went up 3 minutes ago. It'll be going up on other sites like Infowars.com in the next few minutes. Get it out to everybody. 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Very important to get this report out to everyone. Every indication clearly points to last Sunday's raid being a manufactured ploy to return Americans to a state of post-911 intellectual castration. It's not even castration, it's lobotomy. Just getting into it, rolling around, begging to be a slave, begging for the foreign banks that have stolen $20+ trillion to take even more, begging to have every liberty flushed down the toilet, begging to be taken to a FEMA camp, begging to be stopped at a checkpoint, begging to have America overthrown and a pack of crooks overrunning every liberty we've got. You know what? The New World Order is happy to oblige. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. You know what's frustrating? What's frustrating is living this, studying this constantly from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night, doing research and having a long-term memory and knowing it's a public fact that Osama bin Laden was and is CIA. That's an admitted fact, that he was protected, that he's a fake boogeyman. That countless intelligence professionals and leaders of major governments have said he was dead, died of kidney failure. And to see them re-invoke him to not end the war on terror or end these wars, but prepare the case to attack Pakistan. And to roll out what they've already been preparing in the shadows and beta testing in Tennessee and California and Massachusetts and Florida and Texas, Indiana, Illinois, everywhere. Warrantless homeland security, multi-jurisdictional state police under them, regular Army, Marine Corps Reserve, Army Reserve, Air Force MPs. You just pull up with your family, and there's a giant checkpoint with the military pulling you out of your car, searching you. Huge X-ray machines they drive you under. Pull up the Fox News piece from last year. They brag, 2,000-plus arrests. The National Guard comes out under TSA training, sets up checkpoints in the middle of New York. Not the border, middle of New York. And just starts having families drive under huge X-ray machines with the military standing out right underneath the X-rays. Now, it's bad for the families, very bad. Those things are much more powerful than just X-rays. We've had radiologists on that say at least 10 times. That's conservative. And the military just stands there under it. It is mass insanity. But if they can sell you that 50 million aborted babies aren't humans and that it's a good liberal thing to do, if they can sell you on a million dead Iraqis being cool and being fun, if they can sell you on open borders and the attempted amnesty of the illegal aliens is reasonable, if they can sell you on that, they can sell you on anything. And this is a population that has been fed so many lies for so long that they think lies are good and reasonable, and if you have any common sense, you're the bad guy. If you have any contextual memory, you're the bad guy. If you have any historical understanding, you're the bad guy. Knowledge is a bad thing. Being upright and informed is an evil in this land of madness. Now, that's one group of the population and their controllers in government and the Fortune 100. But if you look at the wide spectrum of the population, more and more people are beginning to be skeptical. They're beginning to question, and they know something's wrong. And I've told you since last Tuesday or so, monitoring talk radio, and I monitored this weekend, and I monitored any shows where people could call in. Last night, driving home from the beach, Port Aransas, I listened to 2 hours of Beyond the Beltway and a bunch of other shows, and about half the callers that they weren't screening out were, look, I was in the Marine Corps. I've been in a SWAT team for 30 years, retired. Let me tell you, when we stack up outside a house, we write reports after it. We don't get all the stuff wrong. And I don't, and then he went through how this was all a fraud and wasn't true, and how they'd said bin Laden fought back and then it wasn't true, and how they didn't believe it. Another woman called in and didn't believe it, another caller. And what's happening is people aren't buying the lies anymore. A larger and larger minority is really awake. And then there's another group that's somewhat awake. And then you've got this mass of people, but I'd say now they're less than half, who would buy anything they were told by the media and the government. But remember, Obama came out and said we're safer 8 days ago on that Sunday night, two Sundays ago now. He came out and he said we're safer. And then they instantly said, no, you're not safer. And we came out Monday and said they're going to hype the living daylights out of this and prepare you for new terror attacks. And by Tuesday, that was the story. Oh, my gosh, we got the cache of info. They want to give the Pakistani government wants to give Al-Qaeda radioactive material for dirty bombs or nukes. What did the CIA operative get caught 3-4 weeks ago? Trying to give Taliban-affiliated groups uranium. So you got that whole setup going. And they came out and they said, Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the trains. Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the malls. Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the highways. Now, you have to understand, there are hundreds of thousands of miles of rail. There are, it's got to be a million miles. Guys, look up how many miles of major roadway there is in the U.S. How many miles of paved road in the U.S.? It's got to be in the millions. And they're having you believe, and Chucky Schumer's out today, that they're going to be everywhere. Because again, Al-Qaeda, if you believe in these boogeymen, guys driving around with turbans on their heads and big beards in full-length gowns, or their minions, are going to attack shopping malls and Walmarts. That's why the telescreens were conveniently going in months ago. Ahead of this, you can see them building the infrastructure, getting the hype ready, getting their citizen spies ready, and then voila, magically the new terror threat, it's imminent. The media is saying it's going to happen. 160 buried nukes in the country. All right on time for the next phase. And what is the next phase? Well, they'd already told us the next phase. TSA-trained military, state police, local police, and citizen squads at hardened checkpoints on highways, at random checkpoints, at the malls, at the sports stadiums, and this has already begun at the sports stadiums, at the schools, at the churches, with local federal auxiliary control freaks, and they've got an unlimited amount of perverts and control freaks and folks that can't get a regular job at McDonald's who want to stick their hands down your pants and want to grab your wife's breast. And they're going to do it. And if you fight back, they're going to take you to a prison. And they're going to put you in restraints. And they're going to taser you to death. They're going to beat you to death. Because there's an army of psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks who are ready to literally chew our guts out. And the government has gone out and recruited them. They have found them. And they run the country. They are criminals. and they're here to make sure we're pinned down while the foreign banks destroy the economy, suck all the money out, and make us debtor slaves. And then the local goon squads are there to make sure they say, we're taking your rights, it's to fight Al-Qaeda, and they wrap that in the flag, and the average good old boy falls down on their face and says, take all my rights right now, stick your hands down my children and my wife's pants, do whatever, take my baby's diaper off, do whatever you want, keep me safe.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are 2,616,000 miles of paved roads in the United States. Some estimates have it above 3 million. But the point is, how are they going to secure millions of miles of roads? hundreds of thousands of miles of railway. And that's in the CBS News report. Schumer calls for do not ride list for Amtrak. And the first commenter, Bruce, says, what an idiot. There are hundreds of thousands of unsecured train tracks and thousands of bridges that are soft targets. This cretin gets stupider by the day. What's wrong with the idiots that vote for this fool into office? Voted this fool. Next commenter, Joey. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's a paraphrase of Franklin. He actually said you'll get neither. And every other commenter goes on to attack him. See, no one buys Chuckie Schumer. This is a globalist insider in New York. No doubt he knows, along with Larry Silverstein and the rest of those guys up there, exactly what really happened on 9/11. It's an attack on you. In fact, here's the headline at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. War on Terror is a Reichstag fire, false flag operation. Have you figured that out yet? So they can bring your toddler in or your newborn baby and take their diaper off. And by the way, they're now talking about proctology exams. They're now talking about cavity searches. They're now talking about actual chest x-rays because somebody might sew bombs into them. And it's the asinine idea on its face that's a joke. The government must keep you safe everywhere. That's what Kurt Nimmo points out in his article, that there is 140,000 miles of freight and passenger track in the country, not counting subway systems and light rail. In addition, there are 3,100 train and transit stations. There were over 4 million passenger rail trips last year. So just on the face of it, how will they keep us safe? They won't profile. The borders are wide open. Immigration from the Middle East is at record high numbers. If you believe the Muslims want to kill us, and there's a billion, 200 million of them in there, they're so deadly. And I've got a stack of hysterical reports from Dallas to Chicago to people in England wearing their religious garb, including Sikhs and Hindus and Buddhists that can't fly. I mean, if an American or a Brit sees somebody in non-Western dress, they begin to shake in fear and say, take all my rights up. Take them all away. I want to be your slave. Protect me. And the government's, okay, we're going to have checkpoints everywhere. And they were in the news the last week. We're going to have body scanners and checkpoints at the mall and the grocery store. And see, this is the new economy. This is what most of the scholarships are for now. Data mining, spying, running checkpoints. This is the new economy. When they told you a service economy, not an industrial economy, you notice the mainline service economy is contracting as well. The only area that will get any funding in this fascist government-run system are the insider defense contractors that have over 800,000 private intelligence spies, over 3 million other auxiliary people who are getting part-time pay. So we're close to 4 million people and growing. Do you think the terror is going to go away? No, the answer is it's going nowhere. This is how they get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, property rights. You can't get corporate documents because of the war on terror. Can't get government documents. It's all about the criminal government class and the corporations that have grown up around it getting away with whatever they want. You're a small farmer ranch, we're shutting you down with regulations written by Big Agra. International agreements by the big European and Japanese trawler companies, they come and lobby. They shut down almost all fishing in North America. I heard the fishermen complaining when I was in Port Aransas this weekend about TV shows. I went and looked it up, and sure enough, the U.S. Fishery Department that controls the State Departments tells the big international trawlers where to go, where the schools of fish are, and then citizens, in many cases, can't even catch one fish and are boarded and harassed. And they were talking about how the Coast Guard there in Port Aransas are out at the end of the dock. They'll sit there with their 50 cals swiveled. You can drive by and see where they've got their ships and 50 cals on the deck and jump on and shove Americans around and get in families' fish boxes and go, oh, let's measure each little redfish. Meanwhile, giant trawlers are bottom pulling just anything they want. The government just red carpets them. That's what world government is. Total feudalism. Total slavery. I'm going to try to settle down and come back and go through all the news here. The economy, the latest Bin Laden lies. And the entire next hour is going to be open phones on Bin Laden and the things you think it's distracting from as the globalists hurl us towards World War III and stage terror here domestically. I'm going to get to that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
How could this ever happen to America? Little babies having two TSA goons stick their hands in the one-year-old's pants, picking the baby up there with the mother. How could we get to the point where we've got a slimy New York big city crime syndicate type senator telling us we're guilty until proven innocent and that they want to have checkpoints and ID scans and total federal control over bus stations, train stations, malls, you name it, to be able to even travel or walk down the street. You've got to pass federal muster while he promotes legalizing 30 million illegal aliens, including felons. He supported that legislation 4 years ago with George W. Bush. And even if you love to have the phobia and get into being afraid of Muslims, if that's your religion and it's something you value more than liberty, they're not closing the borders. They're not deporting these people. They're bringing in record numbers. It isn't reality-based. And now every train station, every bus station, every highway is a target. Why, we've got to have checkpoints everywhere. What, next Al-Qaeda might attack farmhouses. They get intelligence they might be planning to attack fishing villages. Next, they might be planning to attack grocery stores. Well, that's what they're saying, soft targets. And so the telescreens are going in 9,000 locations saying, everyone be afraid, watch your neighbor. Meanwhile, Osama bin Bernanke, the last numbers we got a year ago, 2 years into the banker bailout, $27 trillion disappeared. And for 2 years, they blocked Congress, 2+ years, from finding out where the money went. Finally, private lawsuits found out where part of it went. $2 trillion of it. Predominantly foreign banks, foreign governments, domestic media. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's your tax money. These crooks know we're going into a depression designed by them. They know you're angry. They know they have a 9% approval rating. So, of course, they're getting ready to stage new terror attacks and to bring back the same hysteria of pre, current, and post 9/11. They are invoking it now. And we saw the buildup in the month before. There are 160 buried Al-Qaeda nukes. Oh, KSM was tortured. He says that if bin Laden's killed, there's going to be nukes going off. In the weeks before this, all scripting the fear where the average person that doesn't pay attention is in the back of their mind, goes, I heard about nukes. They've got nukes. So when they nuke us, you think the police state was bad after 9/11 and the globalists blowing up those three buildings? You ain't seen nothing when you wake up and there's a mushroom cloud and 100,000 dead, 1 million radiated. Your neighbor is going to run out begging for tyranny. If you speak out against any of the police state, your neighbors are going to try to lynch you. And at that point, you got to defend yourself. And the globalists are going to roll out with their army trucks and their locally trained police with their list. And at that point, folks, it is going to be on. If 1% of the 150 million gun owners resist, well, you know what that means. 1.5 million resistors. And all Hades is going to break loose. I would advise the globalist to not do this, but I was so centered this morning, so focused, so chilled to my bones, so awake driving into work that I have chills right now. I can't even articulate to you how 100% I am certain that they are locked and loaded and preparing for giant domestic stage terror attacks in the United States and Europe, giant terror attacks. On top of it, they're also looking, you can see they're pre-fear-mongering their preparation to have black ops squads shoot up grocery stores, shopping malls, churches. They will generally take a mentally ill patsy along with them. As even mainstream news has admitted, they've been finding people with, you know, Hispanic and Anglo-Saxon last names out of the prisons who have low IQs and are mentally ill. Continually, it even comes out, yeah, the FBI went and created the group. They're trying to point them at soft targets, but they're so mentally deficient that they really can never get up to the actual attack. They don't know how to build a bomb, so the FBI always has to build it for them. So the globalists may just go with the dump a dead body routine where they get the patsy, shoot up the shopping mall or school, and then shoot the patsy in the back of the head and say that somebody else shot them, or shoot the patsy in the mouth, you know, into the brain, and then display them, or drug up the patsy and then shock therapy them until they're convinced that they did it. They got a lot of different systems that they've used. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not even fear that I've been having. It is total commitment. It is understanding the point of no return. It is the unbelievable realization that of everyone fighting the globalists, we are the absolute tip of the spear, that we have the largest alternative audience in the world, the responsibility of that, the revulsion of watching Chuckie Schumer on the news this morning. I remember watching him the night of 9/11 when they had that Capitol vigil, and after the cameras ended the press conference, him celebrating and laughing and smiling and talking about all the power they were going to get. It's beyond revulsion. I want to be separate from these people. I don't want to have to fight them. I don't want to look at them. I'm tired of it. It's beyond hate. It's beyond revulsion. It is beyond, it's let the nightmare end. Why are people so gullible? Why do we have to have such slimy crooks ruling over us? Why does it get worse and worse and more ridiculous? Folks, I could see the preparatory phase before 9/11, so I went on air and said, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on Osama bin Laden, their former asset. Anyone can look at the preconditioning. Oh, if we kill bin Laden, nukes are going to go off 3 weeks before this. Out of key outfits, AP, out of the CIA. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA's been caught creating fake bin Laden videos. People are like, why do you... New York Post, New York Magazine, CBS News, Washington Post, literally hundreds of big publications are like, of course, Alex Jones, Atlantic Monthly, of course, Alex Jones thinks it's a conspiracy. It's always one, isn't it, Alex? It's just out of the blue, you say it is within minutes. Like I just say that. No, it was fake on 9/11. It's been fake the last 9.5 years. It's fake now. It's always been fake. It was fake before it happened. I told you exactly what would happen. I mean, if you're awake and have discernment, ladies and gentlemen, this is like a train coming at you down the tracks from 50 feet away. It's blowing its whistle. It's right in front of you with a light in your eyes. I mean, there's no doubting what this is. And I want to explain something to the average weak-minded person out there who's a new listener, who's not awake yet, who's been in a trance. Deep down right now, if you've got any discernment left, you got tingles, even though you're laughing as a defense mechanism, because you know deep down this is true. But the evidence of the staged event is the pre-hyping and then the scripting afterwards. And then you can go look at the admissions of bin Laden being former CIA, Tim Osman, his family being British intelligence, Israel founding Hamas. That's on record, AP Reuters. This is how they control the opposition. Yes, there are Muslims that don't like what's happening to them. Yes, there are Muslims that hate the West. Yes, there are real organic terrorists occasionally. It's like finding a pearl in an oyster. It's rare, but it does exist. By controlling and creating Al-Qaeda, by leading it, the globalists lead the opposition, and they lead them into wars with the West so they can be destroyed. This is full-spectrum dominance, but that gets more sophisticated. The issue here is they can't protect you at the shopping malls and at the train stations and at all the miles of track. I mean, that's ridiculous. All Al-Qaeda would have to do if they existed was get an apartment a mile from a train station and sit there and look out their window cracked for what time the trains come by. And then drive a truck up full of explosives, sit there and park on a dirt road 200 yards away, knowing the train's coming, and drive up with the plastic explosive and blow the Amtrak train up. And the system knows that. That's like trying to protect every roof in Austin, Texas, from birds going to the bathroom on it. It's impossible to protect all those roofs and keep birds from landing on it. It's ridiculous. They train you to think the government can, will, or wants to protect you from terrorist attacks, and they started at the airports, and the government said 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, that it's going to be to have a job. There's going to be like a no-fly, no-work card. And they say, if you haven't paid your taxes, you're not going to work anywhere, whatever they claim those taxes are. Every purchase you make is being tracked. Everywhere you go is being tracked with the phones. I remember 5 years ago going, Telecommunications Act, they're listening to all the phones. They're not just listening to some people warrantlessly, it's everybody. And now they admit it. There's nothing more frustrating than being 100% accurate on what's going down here and seeing people who have no idea what we're facing as a society. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now that cops, military, bureaucrats, people who feel like they're part of the system, good old boys, folks that like to go to the country club or go to the water cooler or wherever you hang out with your friends and sit around the bar and talk about that dirty, you know, Al-Qaeda bin Laden boy, he sure got it. Do you like being idiots? Do you like going through life being fed lies? You know, the globalists are staging these terror attacks to take your liberties. They're staging this new hoax to get you all hyped up to say, oh, the war's only going to get worse now. We got to take more of your rights now. And then we get the internal Homeland Security documents from FBI, Federal Marshal, State Police. They send them to yours truly. We put them out. At first, people don't believe they're real. Then the feds admit, no, those are real. And it's nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Gun owners, landowners, libertarians, anti-Federal Reserve people. They're staging events, they're funding terror groups, they're protecting terror groups in every case because they want you to fear the outside threat so they, the criminal class, can take all your freedoms so they can get away with the mass robbery. These bankers have stolen at least $27 trillion since October 3rd, 2008. If they don't set up a hardcore police state and start shutting down free speech and start setting up the spy grids and the arrest grids that they build in the name of fighting men with big beards and turbans, but you get the documents, it's all about you and I. If they can't get that in place, then as they implode everything and bring in their world government, their one-child policy government, the micromanagement, the home inspections, the shutdown of the farms and ranches, all of it happening, the Amish getting SWAT-teamed, The Girl Scouts can't sell the cookies. You can't have you pack your own kids' lunch. I mean, this is a prison. And they understand primitively that if they say an outside threat's over there, give up your rights, you'll stand down so they can get their grid in place. And when their grid's in place, folks, then it goes to the next level. And I'm a nonviolent person. They're not going to let you be nonviolent. They're coming for all of us. They've got brainwashed brigades of good old boys everywhere that like to hunt people. And they will march against us. Do you understand? You've got to pick a side now. You've got to break your trance and admit what's happened. World War III is upon us geopolitically. Domestically, the total clampdown of America. They now have, in the Defense Department, going back 2 years, the public ads for hundreds of thousands of internment specialists domestically. They have the ads for checkpoint operators. They have, it's all public. Houston Chronicle, New York Times, the FEMA camps. It's all built. It's all ready. They've got every little control freak out there ready. The White House writes memos about how great it'd be to have a big terror attack to get their agenda through. Cass Sunstein talks about how they want to arrest those of us for our speech. Those that question global warming. Those that question 9/11. Those that question the birth certificate. They were showing me something on screen. What was that? Oh, a suspicious package in L.A. They're locking down the schools. I've got a whole stack on that. Here on my broadcast desk with just absolute, total, and complete bedlam and hysteria. In Dallas, there's a guy with big bags saying, will somebody help me move this off the train? Everybody just panicked, running, screaming. And the police are like, that's good. That's how you're supposed to act, unless there's rocket attacks and 30,000 dead on the Texas-Mexico border. Just ignore that. No problem. Move along. Four arrested after suspicious incident at Denver International. Oh, you try to take a photo of them sticking their hands down a six-year-old's pants or checking in a baby's diaper? Oh, now they're going to arrest you and run around acting like you're a terrorist, and you just disappear. Just like I see every week where some old man's cleaning his guns in his garage. Even in the South, they do it. And neighbors walk by and see an old man cleaning a gun. Domesticated, castrated, cowardly creatures run off, call the cops, SWAT team shows up. Mr. Johnson was arrested for an arsenal. He had 7 guns and 2,000 rounds of ammo. They cut to a woman on the street. It's so scary he had thousands of rounds of ammo. There's no law, but he's going to prison. There's no law against having silver coins. On note house, going to prison. $2 bills or Federal Reserve issued money, going to jail. Because the public are experts on their favorite morning shows, on their favorite TV shows. That's all people care about. And so you're not going to get wealth. You're not going to get liberty, the engine of all wealth. You're going to get a boot stomping on your face forever. And they've just got unbelievable total hysteria. Just, oh my gosh, the terrorists are everywhere. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So that you look overseas while the bankers destroy our economy. I mean, here's the economic news. Housing crash is getting worse, report. Market Watch. I thought we were out of the recession 2 years ago. Home values seen biggest drop since 2008. CNBC. Unemployment rises. Oil up over $4, weaker dollar. Drives it. Greece suffers new downgrade amid debt fears. The U.S. is going to lose its debt rating. But the government told us they caught bin Laden. The government told us that the economy's great. The government told us unemployment's 9% when it's been over 22 for 3 years. Even 60 Minutes admits that. Oh, they told us bin Laden fought back. He used his wife as a shield. He lived in a palace. None of it true. They told us the president was watching live video feeds. Turns out he wasn't watching any of it because it's all stinking lies with stinking fake photos. Have you seen The Running Man? There's Whitman, Price, and Haddad. Their debt to society paid in full. There they are, basking in the Maui sun. Meanwhile, they're dead down in the basement. They're getting ready to hit us. That's why I said call the White House on Friday. You think I like having millions of people call the White House and being on these murderers' radar? I got to do it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653.
Man, I know I said getting
1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Once the attack on the grocery stores and shopping malls happens, it's going to be a lot harder to turn the tide against their propaganda. The globalists hate America. They hate your guns. They hate your liberty. They hate our Christian background. They want to break our back once and for all. They want to steal our wealth. These globalists killed over 1 million Iraqis. And they hate us a lot more than they hate them. You need to understand that. The purple pipe. People better grow up right now, and all of you neocons and mainline liberals that like to follow the script and have your little perch in the mainstream media peanut gallery, you're not going to have a place at the New World Order's table. Better get that through your head. And I might get set up, put in prison, killed, destroyed in the media. Doesn't matter. Because you will be judged for serving this evil. You may not believe there's a God, but there is. But it's even more deep than that. The keeper of the city keys. There's always two judgments. I wait outside the pilgrim. You're going to be judged in this life. The system you helped bring in. The system that you bow down to is murderous. You remember? All the little footnotes in the paper you see every week or two about another UN program injecting kids with syphilis, live polio, adding sterilants to vaccines, sterilants to food, nerve gassing our own troops in test, sterilizing poor women, all minor footnotes, taking babies' blood secretly at birth. These people think they're playing God. They think that you are their property. And they're staging this terror. They're staging this psychological warfare attack that has the effect of a terror attack by killing bin Laden so you buy into it thinking you've had this big victory. But then meanwhile, brace yourself, the terrorists are coming. And now, what has Chucky Schumer said? What has Rahm Emanuel said? What has Jay Rockefeller said? Oh, if you're on a no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. No judge, no jury, no record. Can't find out why you're on the list. Can't find out who put you in the list. But they just put you on the list. Now they're saying, oh, you're not going to get a driver's license. You're not going to travel on trains. You're going to have to go live in some ghetto. You don't get a job now. You're like, well, actually, they're announcing just train stations. No, I saw Ridge almost 9 years ago lay it all out. I told you this was coming, and it is. Total control, total lockdown of society. Now, I'm going to take calls for at least the next 30 minutes when we come back from break, and then I'm going to break down all the incredible hysteria. I mean, if somebody's got a beard, they're shutting flights down. People are panicking. It's all these drama queens that get off on buying into whatever hype they're told. People are getting on board planes in their Muslim dress and pilots aren't taking off. And the system just loves that. They love the hysteria. They love the fear. Let's go out to break, though, with Obama lying. Remember? No, you can play the music. It doesn't matter. Remember Obama? Remember him saying there was a firefight? That's lie number one. Let's play the clip.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.